Hi there. The word for you today is, have you been burned? Hebrews 12 verse 15 says, watch out that no bitter root grows up among you. So again, I ask you, have you been burned by people? If you have, you're not alone. We all have. But instead of being consumed by it, God tells you to forgive it and let it go. When you deny your feelings and stew under the surface, that's not the answer, because then you're giving the devil the advantage over you, according to Paul. But by dealing scripturally with a situation, your painful experiences can end up making you better and not bitter. Look, if you're struggling with bitterness today, do these three things. Number one, forgive. Now, forgiveness isn't based on an emotion. Don't wait until you feel like it. Decide today to let the offense go. When you do, God's Spirit will calm your emotions and help you to overcome the urge to retaliate. Jesus said in Matthew 5 and 7, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Since you yourself will always need to make withdrawals on God's mercy, then God calls you to keep making mercy deposits, okay? Number two, pray about it. The moment you sense resentment, turn to God, and He'll give you the strength to act in love rather than react in anger. When you commit yourself to living this way, He promises to give you, and here's a great scripture, Psalm 94, verse 13, power to keep yourself calm in the days of adversity. How about that? And number three, think scripturally. Look up every verse you can find in your Bible on showing forgiveness and meditate on them. Remember, each time you choose to do the right thing, a little more of the old you dies and a little more of the new you develops. That's how God prepares you for greater blessing, but you must be in a position to receive it. So decide now that although you've been burned, you won't become bitter.